Hello guys. Now this is going to be just a quick video about the Christmas ads that the companies come out with every year. There seems to be a bumper crop this year. But I'm just going to talk about the ones I've actually seen. And I won't put the links down below because you can find them online everywhere. Out of the five that I looked at, the worst one was Marks and Spencer's. It was nothing to do about family, it was all about femmes and those funny guys, you know. There was no real children in it or real men. So it was very woke. But that's not surprising because Marks and Spencer's hasn't been doing too well in quite some time. And it's closing quite a lot of their stores. And I don't think this ad's going to really help much for them. Because it's virtual signaling, targeting certain people. Not everybody. But unfortunately, a lot of the ads are a bit feminized. So tell me something, guys. Who made Christmas possible? Well, men did, because men had the money. And the femon wives loved to go out and spend the man's money on Christmas gifts. After all, Father Christmas is male. But they won't be spending so much this year because they're all empowered, and it's their money. Anyway, the second worst ad was from Boots. That used to be a very big chemist here. Not anymore. It's about a femon and her daughter, quite a young daughter, thinking they go to the North Pole. Now, there is men in this one, but they're just helping them get to the North Pole, because that's what men are for, to work for femons. And Boots isn't doing too well and hasn't done for some time, and they've closing stores as well. So you see what happens with businesses. Wokeness gets into the company. They start losing money and not doing well, and then they come out with these woke ads. Well, let's do Asda. Well, Asda's not quite as bad, although it mostly focuses on two femons and one male, who's obviously dumb as a plank. Of course, the femons aren't. Another pushing a narrative that men are stupid and women are smart, of course. But we all know the truth, don't we, guys, eh? Now, the Sainsbury's ad is about a little girl who gets on the microphone in the store. And it shows her mother smiling. Of course, there's no husband around anywhere. I mean, do they not know that nature is that you have to have a male and a female to have a child? Nope, once again they paint the man out, you know. But really it wasn't a very good ad anyway. Rick Astley pops in there for a few seconds. Now his hair looks similar, but his face looks a lot different. The best one for me that I found actually felt a bit Christmassy was Lidl. It actually showed a real family, you know, a real male, a femon. The children putting stuff on the Christmas tree, which is basically what families used to do. It was a family thing. Of course, for me, Christmas is so commercialized now, it's kind of lost all meaning. And all the kids just want the most expensive gifts all the time, and it's never enough. When I was a child, and at Christmas, we got one toy, and the rest were clothes. But anyway, that's my take on the old Christmas ads that I've seen. And of course, the main thing about Christmas is forget the gifts and all that. It's family, isn't it? Admittedly, you do get a bit sick of them at Boxing Day or so. Anyway, you take it easy, guys. Ho, 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 ho.